Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to Quipscope, where we talk about a brand new game or a game that's coming out very soon. My name is Ashton.
And my name is Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hello,
How
Ashton.
are you?
I'm sorry. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. You've been playing a game this week. What game is it, please?
It's Lego Brick Tales.
Woo!
Yeah.
Like DuckTales.
Just like DuckTales,
yeah.
But Brick Tales.
Yes.
No duck. Well, actually, there might be ducks in it.
There might be.
I've encountered various critters. They're a collectible. There you go. That's the first kind of randomly chosen fact for the, you know, all reviews start with there are collectibles.
And this time it's critters.
Yes, before outlining what the game is about, there are collectibles. So there you go. You know all you need to know.
Good.
No, so Lego Brick Tales is a game I'd not really heard that much about.
No.
I was looking up what games are still to come this year, mm-hmm. and it was just sort of on an article, and I was like, oh, okay, what's this? And I had a look, and I thought, that looks lovely. But it doesn't seem to have been particularly widely marketed.
It's
so
by an indie dev, isn't it? Thunderful is the publisher.
Yes, yeah.
They're not a massive company.
So I guess, yeah, maybe they probably just don't have the budget. But you kind of just associate, because Lego itself is obviously such a big corporation, or, you know, has such a big presence, you kind of feel like it should be more well known. So hopefully it does okay. So yes, I've been playing Lego Brick Tales. It reminds me that the immediate comparison I would make is with something like Unpacking,
right?
In that it's quite a chilled out little Lego building sim. There's a little storyline to it which I didn't expect, which is that your granddad is an inventor, mm-hmm. and he's made a portal machine. And you can go through the portals to all kinds of different whimsical worlds.
Oh, cool.
And they're all, you know, a little bit kind of, they're the kind of your standard themed fare, you know, sort of TV tropes. Like, I'm in a jungle one at the moment, and I've met, like, an archaeologist and someone who flies a plane and all that kind of thing. And
there'll
I'm
be
sure.
Like a nice one.
Yeah, and probably a pirate one and a moon one or something. I don't know what else is to come, but it's kind of predictable in that way. But that's nice. You kind of know what you're getting. And these worlds are presented in as like little Lego dioramas.
Right.
So little cubes with, you know, all really nicely designed with trees and rocks and nice like textures and stuff to them. It's lovely. In fact, it kind of breaks the fourth wall as well, in that, like, at one point, a character was talking to another character. Oh, yeah, a guy was saying, oh, how are we going to get down this cliff? It was, like, one of my objectives to work a way down this cliff. And another one said, well, you're made of galvanized plastic. I'm sure if you jump off, you'll be absolutely fine. So they're just very much saying, we are Lego.
Yes.
You're basically just going around these worlds collecting happy crystals or happiness crystals, I can't remember. And in order to do that, you basically have to help people to make them happy.
Right.
And to help people, most of the time, involves building little Lego structures and occasionally little vehicles and things that actually work. I've encountered a couple, but one that springs to mind is I built a sort of a gyrocopter.
Is there like a blueprint for that, or is it just like...
No, so this is the thing. It's very much customizable, just the way the game is done. So there are certain kind of requirements for any given build. Mm-hmm. So one of the other vehicles, quote unquote, that I've done is I made a little chairlift. So there was, we were in the jungle, we were on top of a cliff and we had to make our way down, and there was a zip line there. But for some reason, we didn't want a zip line down. We wanted to turn it into a chairlift.
Right.
So I had to build the chair. And in terms of some of the requirements of that, it has to be obviously just basically stable so that when you put weight on it, it doesn't break. Mm-hmm. But that one also had to like have a balance on either side so that it didn't like tip over.
Right.
A lot of it is you'll be doing bridges or stairs or, you know, things like that to cross gaps. And it's fun, actually. There's a little simulate button. So if you're building, for instance, a bridge, you press triangle in the little builder area and your robot will like walk across or wheel across the bridge. Mm-hmm. And if your bridge isn't going to hold you, it won't hold him. And so he'll be wheeling across it and then it'll just split in half and he'll fall down. Yeah, he is. Exactly. Yeah. Little robot guinea pig. There's one major gripe I've got with this game, which is that when I'm like building my Lego buildings and I'm trying to, you know, unwind, and that's very much, you can see that that is what the intention was, that you can just relax and do a little bit of Lego building. The camera controls are atrocious.
Oh, no.
Well, so I'm playing on PS5, and I imagine if you're playing on PC or Mac, which it is available on, it may well be far more easy to control. But because in the same way that like playing an RTS, for example, doesn't always translate that well to console, the depth perception's quite surprisingly confusing. And then the way the blocks kind of snap around depending on where your cursor is, and it's kind of to do with the way that you've got a cursor moving around the screen in the sense of like a computer cursor rather than a little 3D cursor. It's kind of hard to articulate, but sitting down and playing it hands-on, it's really bad, actually. Like, it genuinely was making me really frustrated. And that's pretty much the only problem, but it's such a major one that I got to the point where after I played for a couple of hours, I was like, I need to turn this off now because I'm actually just getting really annoyed.
Especially given that's, like, the main mechanic of the game.
Yeah.
You can build things in this environment.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah,
solve problems.
You would hope that that would be the one thing that works really well. So as I say, it may well be, I imagine it's way better on PC and Mac.
Yeah.
So perhaps if anyone is tempted to get this game and you do play PC just as much as you play console, then maybe give it a go on a platform with a mouse and keyboard. It's not all about building your own structures, though. There is an element of exploration. There's some sort of general puzzling where you have to kind of work out where things are hidden, or you'll do things like turn wheels to open doors and just little things like that. And the building itself isn't always so much about making something that's structurally sound as it is about building to solve a puzzle. So I've got footage of this. It'll make more sense if you're watching on YouTube. It'll be difficult to put it into words without a visual aid. But there was one bit where I was in this temple and there was a monkey statue, a really big one, like, 10 feet tall or something. And if I turned this wheel, the whole statue would rotate on the spot. And I had to build an arm of Lego bricks coming off the back of this monkey so that it was basically like a gem on the end of a really long stick, like sticking out the back of this monkey.
Right, okay.
But not just the straight stick, because as this monkey turned, there were like little lumps of like rubble and stuff that if the stick hit those, it would break.
Right.
So I had to like build up and round and down this kind of like wonky, like wiggly line, like a really bendy branch,
okay,
with this gem on the end, so that then when I turned the monkey, the arm wouldn't hit into any rubble,
right,
and then the gem would end up over the top of this like light beam. So there's things like that as well. It's not just about, oh, will your bridge hold, or
yeah,
you know, is this chairlift balanced? It's like, oh no, here's basically a 3D puzzle
will
for you
your
to solve.
Monkey stick,
yes,
stay in one piece.
Exactly. So, but that kind of covers it. As I say, there are little collectible there's all sorts. There's insects and birds and things, and I've not yet. I think they're going to be for a quest. I think I'm
right.
going to meet someone who says, "Can you bring me 20 birds?" And I've not even met them yet, so that'll be coming later on. I think the only other thing you can collect is bananas, which are currency.
Okay.
I don't know if they're going to be bananas all the way through the game, or if that's because I'm in a jungle right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to the store, which because there is a store, you can spend your bananas to get cosmetic items.
Right, a bit like Mario Odyssey, where you can get things in various areas.
Yes, yeah, and there is a wardrobe, which is essentially a character creator. You can change your character at any time, and you have all these different minifigure parts. And I didn't realize until I'd bought a couple of things from the shop, there's actually loads of stuff unlocked right at the beginning.
Right.
So as soon as you go into the game, you can pause and go to the wardrobe and like basically create your character.
Right.
But the game doesn't tell you that. So then I went to the shop and I bought like one jacket and some goggles. I was like, oh, I'll put these on. I went to the wardrobe and there was like 15 heads available and like 10 shirts and stuff. I was like, oh, okay, fine.
Good.
So yeah, there's a little bit of character customization. You can change it at any time. The one other thing as well is that once you've successfully done a build for any given challenge, you can go back and then do it in sandbox mode, because
right,
the builds that you do, you have a limited number of bricks. So that's part right of the challenge, is that you have to, you know, make this bridge out of these specific parts.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've done that, you can then go back and just make the wildest bridge of, you know, the sky's the limit, Ashton.
Right,
you can
exciting
put whatever you want into your bridge, or your gyrocopter,
yeah,
or your chairlift, anything you like.
So exciting.
So I'm enjoying this game in every way except the pretty bad controls.
Right.
And I do, although I was getting more and more frustrated, I think I was actually getting better and better and kind of more to grips with exactly how it works. Like, you have to move your camera around more than you would expect. It's not that you can just build from a static point of view. It's like, I really need to think about my camera angle as much as where my cursor is. Then
yeah,
you start to kind of get it. So I was getting it, and I'm going to go back and give it another go, because it's a nice idea. Hopefully, once I've kind of got that in my head, I will be able to just unwind and do some nice Lego building. Because it's such an expensive hobby, you know? All you have to do in this case is buy a single game and then build
yeah
what you like.
Lego for life.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's just about those controls. I do kind of wish I'd asked for a PC copy now, but never mind.
Wow. One last quick whip then from both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Lego Brick Tales, more like...
it's very early in the morning.
I don't have one. I went in with confidence thinking I'd just get one in out of the air, but it didn't come to
me. I've got one that comes to mind, but it seems a bit harsh. Lego Brick Tales, more like Lego Brick Fails, in
oh
that the camera fails to meet my high standards.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it's quite a good game.
Lego Brick Tales, more like Let's Go Brick Tales.
Brick Tales. Let's Go,
Let's
Brick,
go
Tales.
Brick Tales.
Brilliant.
Okay.
And it's available on PlayStation, Xbox, that's current gen and previous gen, I
mm-hmm
think.
Yeah.
And also Switch
and PC.
And PC and Mac. So there you go.
It's out tomorrow.
It's out tomorrow.
Yes.
Thanks,
so
Ashton.
Yeah. That's no problem. Thanks so much for listening / watching, and we'll see you all very, very soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.